Data Points, where we talk about all things government and data. I'm your co-host, Sharon Paley, joined, as always, by Eric Reese.
This week, Sharon and I are talking with Patrick Atwater, a project manager at the California Data Collaborative and also a civic data scientist at the Advanced Research and Government Operations Organization. Patrick has been working in California to help water utilities optimize their water efficiency across the state.
The California Data Collaborative is the first ever public agency-led effort to centralize comprehensive customer-level usage data across California and envision the robust measurement of conservation outputs. So we're going to hear from Patrick today how they're doing this and how they're helping water in California with data.
Thanks, Patrick, for joining us this week. Sharon and I are really excited to talk about water with you. What we wanted to start off with is just, how did you get involved with the work that you're doing now in terms of data and government and focusing on water?
So always cared a lot about public service. Spent a couple of years out of college working in municipal finance. So it was a bit of a Excel monkey, primarily working for a bunch of water districts as clients, so financing some of their physical infrastructure projects. It was kind of obvious where the future was in terms of how data could be used to better manage basic public problems, so kind of the general data and government movement. Got involved in a couple startups, went back to New York in the Center for Urban Science and Progress, started up a nonprofit with a couple friends. Our research, my particular research on water in California, there was historic drought. And my brother's boss, June Lopez, sort of saw the same vision and kind of championed it among her colleagues. So got together a coalition of the willing to really improve California's water data systems.
So why don't you tell us about the California Data Collaborative and how it's using data to solve the water crisis in California, or at least address it?
Yeah, and it's a little bit sort of it's funky. It's a little bit less of a crisis because the drought is officially over as of around 2 weeks ago, according to the Governor Jerry Brown. So the California Data Collaborative emerged. I mean, everyone from like the White House to Western Governors Association to the New York Times was talking about how just measuring basic things about who's using how much water, when and where, was very challenging. You know, California, for context, has 410 major urban water retailers. By way of comparison, there's three major energy providers that serve around 80% of the state. So it's very administratively fragmented, which makes it a challenge to be able to have kind of like basic data points. And so the governor instituted this mandatory conservation. So big drought, trying to get everyone to use less. And there was kind of a very one-size-fits-all policy. So June and these other general managers had were very visionary in investing as part of the participating in the California Data Collaborative in this new kind of common data platform to integrate metered water use data across their jurisdictions.
And so as you all started with that, obviously, it sprang from a very practical problem in California at the time. And even though the drought is over now, I assume that the benefit of this approach continues on into the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you see when the governor declared an end to the drought, he's still trying to kind of forward thinking and continuing to try to make conservation a way of life in California. If you look at the long-term historical trends, recent drought was the worst in around 500-600 years. And when you look at the 20th century, was abnormally wet. So like the Colorado River, if you go down to like the 1920s, averaged around 18 million acre feet. In the last decade, it was somewhere around like 12 million acre feet, so like a third less. And we've obviously had a lot more people here from the 20s. So there's this like structural challenge, right? And particularly, regardless of your views on climate change, the reality is that there's future uncertainty and that being able to have this data integrated plan is that can help water utilities adapt to this rapidly changing world as we deal with things like climate change.
So in creating this unified platform and integrating all this data, what kind of technical challenges were you faced with if you're dealing with 410 water retailers and people of different political stripes?
Yeah, so I joke that the tech is the easy part. It's like the people and the administrative. And so a lot of this, so the underlying data is personally identifiable. So it's all shared through a non-disclosure agreement. And part of the vision is to streamline how this could be made more accessible to both, there's two key benefits. One is we develop open source analytics And two, we're resharing that data with academic partners. So a lot of economists can make use a lot of this data. So on a technical level, extract, transform, load, you know, so you're doing the whole kind of, you know, parsing and standardization. So we use, you know, Python and Amazon Web Services, kind of like the industry standard. So there's, you know, some fairly unique things that we've had to do in terms of how that process cannot just be put into a standard common data format, but then also power these tools and analytics.
I'm curious also, so like some of those standard formats and we see this a lot with governments, is getting things into a standard way of reporting or way of tracking is just a Herculean effort that requires a lot of manual labor. And so was that the experience for you all as well? And how did you get around that kind of huge effort?
So I think, you know, you have a good process in place. So that's where I think the California Data Collaborative or CADC utility staff. I mean, this is a huge, very much a team effort. You know, it's not just our, you know, kind of startup nonprofit and data team. It's they have helped very instrumentally in developing those common data standardization and then also so mapping things. So like people classify what is single family residential, or if you think of like a hip new urban condo complex in, say, downtown LA that has some restaurants on the bottom and then condos above it, like people will classify that as multifamily or commercial, or, you know, there's all these complexity there. But what we've done is align with the state's categories. And in terms of, so you can have apples to apples. So I think that data curation piece, I mean, I would agree with you. I think that's something that's kind of missing in the larger open data, you know, movement, if you will.
Apart from like standards, when you talked about like the analytics before, what does that look like? And are there ways that other people can learn from the analytical approaches that you're taking or apply them in their own municipalities or states?
So they're up on our GitHub. If you go to the California Data Collaborative GitHub, and you can see a couple of key purposes. One is sort of benchmarking water efficiency in alignment with the governor's framework. You know, a water manager can see what neighborhoods within their service area are more or less water efficient. Two, we do some things to be able to forecast demand so that you can kind of target and prioritize where you might tell a golf course or what have you, where they can shift their water demand. And three, the third one is, you know, if you think about all these things we're talking about, it's sort of funny in a way because you're talking about how people can buy less of water, which is, you know, not a lot of businesses are in the business of getting people to buy less of their product. So we have a rate modeling tool to support utilities in developing pricing structures that also achieve revenue reliability.
Yeah, and Patrick, you noted one thing that I wanted to touch on. So one, we'll definitely post a link to your GitHub page, but you noted about water rates, and water rates, at least in my experience, are something that are very politically sensitive for folks to think about changing. And so how have you all been able to use the data to put things out there to help support those kind of decisions about getting water rates to be, you know, where you want them to incentivize, as you said, to buy less of your product?
I think part of it is making the data accessible. So quick vignette, when I first internship, when I was a freshman in college, I was tasked with for Southern California conducting a survey by phone of around 200 of the retail water agencies. So that was kind of our parser. We, you know, called up all these districts and looked at their websites to be able to figure out like just what's the price of water. So we have a new open water rate data standard that standardize the rates. But I think the thing that's really, and you know, folks in the industry kind of see the need to modernize, is that the standard practice is to use kind of Excel-based consultants, and they're very expensive and also don't necessarily, like, you have to, you know, you hire this consulting process and then it's like a 9-month, you know, rate study. And what the CADC rate comparison tool does is provide sort of a quicker, like, what-if analysis of, you know, what if we change to a different rate structure? You could see what's the change on, you know, typical customer bill and, you know, actual revenue. Because that's kind of the what ultimately, you know, like a water board or general manager wants to know is, okay, if we did this, you know, what does that look like for our customer base, because they're obviously going to care, because it's, you know, if they're going to pay more, they're going to care. And they also want to know, you know, are we going to cover our costs with our revenue?
So it sounds like you have a lot of your stakeholders really involved in the products that you're creating and getting and results, because you're talking of, I mean, maybe that's a part of the law that Governor Brown passed, but how do you get all these different stakeholders at the table and everyone to feel, you know, happy and good about the end result?
I'm not a magician. It's just people saw the common need. It wasn't rocket science. There's a historic drought. So, you know, why I think it was very, very inspiring to see the people, the utilities go above and beyond. And that's what, you know, the CADC, it's not, you know, myself and my data team. It's really this coalition of, you know, water utilities and academic institutions and other folks who've all, you know, they're all participating and collaborating using data for California's future. So if you look at the rate comparison tool, you know, we helped with some of the back end kind of software engineering, but, you know, a lot of it was actually Molten Niguel Water District, where June is the general manager. Her, my brother who works there, and like the data team there, like Jonathan Cruz, Mona Bina, if you look on the GitHub, they're pushing code and commits and actually developing the open source tool, which is kind of cool in the sense that, you know, for like government and data nerds, that, you know, you have people across governments collaborating and pushing and developing this open source analytics. And then you also can have, you know, folks from various academic institutions like commenting and providing issues and feedback. It's, you know, bringing together all these different sectors to, you know, help manage this underlying resource.
Well, I just want to say quickly that I don't think you're all giving yourselves enough credit, because just a crisis in and of itself doesn't, we know from other places that maybe even have crises around water, that it doesn't bring everybody to the table to collaboratively cooperate, right, work together and solve. Right. So I think it's a big feather in your cap, actually.
Oh, thank you.
And Patrick, and I'm curious also, you know, what other folks can learn from your approach short of a water crisis to help develop some of these tools and techniques and methods that you all have and take them in their own experience so that they can not just have to wait for their water crisis to start thinking about these kind of issues.
Yeah, so I actually think, and I've thought very deeply and for a long time about this, I think there's a lot that the sort of broader government and data movement can learn from the water industry, in the sense that, you know, you think about how a lot of these challenges, you know, there's definitely a sense in which some challenges are unique to a specific city, but there's certain things like, you know, whether it's aging infrastructure or potholes or what have you, that are common across cities. And so one, being able to find those common challenges, and two, you have to think about what's the business model in terms of how you're actually going to manage that. What we've done is really not really rocket science in the sense, but, you know, we sort of, you know, the underlying nonprofit that we're doing is, you know, it's, you know, utilities are pooling resources to develop this common platform, and it's, you know, there's a sense in which, you know, we're providing a business service, but it's also a sense in, this is all publicly managed. It's a public resource, and we're managing the public interest. And I think, you know, a lot of the debates right now, as you see folks like, there's a lot of, you know, for-profit Silicon Valley companies that can, you know, we're ingesting all this public data and using all these things like that. There's a lot that can be learned in terms of how we can use the kind of, you know, pioneering spirit and kind of technocratic excellence that you see in kind of a world-leading water utility. Because you think about, you know, I don't think in the data for good movement, we might not think of them as like as innovators, but those hugely innovative for their time. I mean, when you look at, you know, you go back 150 years, things that we take for granted in most of America, I know there's exceptions like rural California or Flint, like ubiquitous aqueous clean water, that's like amazing. So I think that there's a lot that we can learn from that sort of institutional perspective. I mean, there's when you understand the perspective of people that are in government, it's a challenge, because you have to, you know, it's not like, you know, Twitter, where if you fail, you can throw up like a 404 page and a fail whale. Like, you have to, you know, you have to serve water 365 days out of the year. Like, you, same with roads or schools or all these basic public services. And like, you can't, you know, move fast and break things and all that kind of stuff. Like, and you have this day job, and then there's not the same institutional kind of perspective where there's like creative destruction in the same way. But I mean, at the same time, it's like when you look at the challenges that we face in public service, it's like there's a lot of reasons why we kind of need to modernize how we manage government as we look to kind of take the, you know, like the data for good movement to the next level.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you learned a lot about water conservation, data, and the future of government operations in California.
Our thanks to Patrick Atwater for joining us as well. We'll see you next time when we find out where the data points.